The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town.
It is Thursday, February 12th, 2015. Thanks for listening to RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. This is the National Intel Report. This is Deanna Spingola, and I am subbing for John Stadtmiller, who tore a muscle in his back moving furniture there at the office yesterday. He had every intention of conducting his own show today, but is barely able to sit down. During the program, if you have questions or comments, please email me at comment@spingola.com. Join others in my chat room at spingola.chatango.com. John called me at about 2:30 and invited me to do the program, and I'm honored to have the opportunity. I do not feel comfortable promoting my work, but given that this is kind of impromptu, I'm going to talk about some of my own research in conjunction with the 70th anniversary of the bombing of Dresden. So with that, I invite you to visit my website at spingola.com. And at the top of the page, you will see my three books. It's a trilogy. The first one really starts prior to the so-called Civil War, and the first one talks about World War One, and the third one talks about World War Two. They're pretty lengthy books. I get a little carried away, and I do like to tell all the details, give all the background, give all the information. And in fact, the third book, which is called The Ruling Elite, Death, Destruction, and Domination, is a book that is, it is 794 pages long. But it's the kind of book that you can read each chapter by itself. You can read the whole thing from beginning to end, or you can pick and choose whichever way you'd prefer to read a book. But anyway, I thought that I would talk about this because, as I mentioned, it is the 70th anniversary of the Allied bombing of Dresden. Now, I really like timelines, and so I've created a timeline of book 2 and 3 of the trilogy. And with a timeline, it's kind of like having a map where you're not going to venture out on a trip without knowing exactly where you're going. You want to have everything connected so that you can take the best route. So I think that a timeline is very, very effective in setting out a particular, well, you can see what happened in any given year. And in some years, there were so many things that happened that you kind of think, my gosh, this was all planned, wasn't it? And of course, that is the way that things work out. And the timeline starts, well, way back in 1762. And so all of these things that I've listed on the timeline, I think, are essential to understand what is going on now. And I've always said that history is prologue. In other words, if you want to know what is going on now and why it is happening, you need to understand and acknowledge or know about what has happened in the past. And I've talked a lot about false flag events. And false flag events usually are national events. They involve a national agenda. And of course, warfare is always a national event. People kind of ask me, what is a woman doing talking about warfare? And I have no idea why I talk so much about war, other than the fact that it is absolutely appalling that millions and millions of people have perished through warfare. Okay, we're going to a quick break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and as I mentioned before, I am subbing for John Stattmiller, and I appreciate the opportunity. And I'm going to just give you a few chapter titles in my book 3, and it does cover the things that happened prior to the war. In fact, it talks about the genesis of factory farming and the Havara Agreement and Birobidzhan. All kinds of things, and I cover a lot about Hitler and the rebirth of Germany, which is the first section in the book. And I talk about the Worldwide Masonic Brotherhood, the official history of Adolf Hitler as presented by the Allies. And in conjunction with that, let me just mention a new company that I just became aware of called Abe Books, and I was able to, in fact, I traded with them some very nice books, one of which is called The Real Hitler by V.S. Harrell. Another one is entitled Positive Christianity in the Third Reich by Fabry Sisius, which was printed originally in 1937, and then Christian Principles of National Socialism by Jacob End, and Was Adolf Hitler a Bible Christian, again by V.S. Harrell, and that is Abe Books, and their website is abebooks.com, A-B-E, books.com. All righty. I was talking about the timeline. I was also mentioning the some of the titles in my book, or some of the chapter titles in my book. And then we get into the war, talk about Ukraine. And in writing this book, honestly, I shed a lot of tears. Now, I know that the people who listen to my program are probably not surprised that I would shed a few tears over writing about the deaths of millions of people and the scoundrels behind all this warfare. And it certainly was not Adolf Hitler. He did everything possible that he could to prevent a war, to avoid a war. And it was Churchill and Roosevelt. And the United States actually started building bombs, getting ready for this bombing as early as 1936. And I give all of that information, all of the things that happened before that. I talk about the creation of Poland. I talk about a lot of things, about the Polish and their sorties into German territory. I talk about the Gliwice incident, the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. All the things kind of led up to the war, and the war is quite awful. One of the chapters in my book is Warfare by Firestorm, so I'm going to share that with you. And as I mentioned, if you'd like to email me during the program with questions or comments, comment@spingola.com. And of course, please feel free to join the other chatters in the chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com. Now, their author, I mispronounce a lot of names, Friedrich writes, and I quote, "The firestorm is apotheosis of fire raising. Until September 1944, it could not be deliberately produced. It could only be triggered when human destructive rage coupled perfectly with natural phenomena." Unquote. Britain and France declared war on Germany on September 3rd, 1939. On that day, Britain bombed German warships in several harbors, killing 8 Kriegsmarine men at Wilhelmshaven, the war's first casualties. Germany's first bombing strikes against the British did not occur until October 16th and 17th. So it was quite some time, 6 weeks, before Germany responded. As winter began, bombing ceased while both sides engaged in a propaganda war, dropping leaflets on the populations below. Now, it was actually Germany who did a lot of the dropping of leaflets, but their leaflets were somewhat different. In fact, they dropped leaflets in Warsaw warning the civilians about their intentions so that the civilians would have an opportunity to make preparation, because it was the Polish leaders who resisted any kind of negotiations, any kind of peace talks at all. And so Germany did not feel that it was fair that the civilian population would have to suffer because of the behavior and the decisions that the leaders were making. Now, the RAF and Imperial Chemical Industries developed the flame jet bombs in 1936. And after successfully testing them, ordered 4.5 million of them in October. By the time war erupted, they had 5 million in stock. So you see, they were planning this war very early on. All they had to do was provoke Germany by doing anything possible in the 3 years. And that is exactly what they do. They made deals with Polish, with the Polish leaders, and of course the Americans collaborated with the Germans, or with the British. And the British and the United States had been kind of cronies, collaborating since 1897, when they made a deal that when either of them engaged in any kind of warfare, that they would both benefit from the booty. So from 1897 forward, they were pals, pals in arms. And of course, this applied to World War I and World War II. So by the time that war erupted, they had 5 million of these bombs, these flame jet bombs in stock. They manufactured them with magnesium thermite, which produced a terrific weapon for a horrific fire war. By 1944, instead of dropping single bombs, Britain would figure out a way to cluster them together in such a way that when they hit their target, they instantaneously burst apart to generate a firestorm. These bombs devoured Darmstadt, Heilbronn, Forzheim, and Würzburg. The bomb's flammable contents included gasoline, rubber, synthetic resins, oil, liquid asphalt, gels, metal soaps, acid, and phosphorus, and it was most deadly power next to nuclear weapons. After the Altmark incident on February 16, 1940, the Luftwaffe initiated a strike against the British Navy Yard at Scapa Flow on March 16, leading to the first British civilian death. That's quite a ways into the war. The war, of course, began on September 1, 1939. The British then attacked the German air base at Hornum, hitting a hospital, but there were no casualties. The Germans retaliated with a naval raid. On May 10th, Germany invaded Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg, planning to push through the Ardennes into France, intending to strike quickly and effectively in the hopes of ending the war. An attack that started the Battle of France. Germany began bombing several cities in France on the evening of May 9th, 10th, killing at least 40 civilians by May 11th. On May 12th, the British began their initial attacks on transport targets in the German industrial Ruhr Valley, including Cologne. The British targeted troop columns and bridges and limited bombing raids of roads and railroads west of the River Rhine. The first British bombs fell on Mönchengladbach on the evening of May 11th and 12th, allegedly while Bomber Command was trying to hit roads and railroads near the Dutch-German border. Okay, we will be back in 3 minutes.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and as I mentioned, I am subbing for John Stattmiller. And John called me maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I wasn't home. He left a message, and he said, I just stayed up the entire night and watched The Greatest Story Never Told. And this, of course, was produced, directed, written by the wonderful, the great Dennis Wise, who I just have so much appreciation for. And John said it was the most provocative movie that he had ever watched, that he could not stop watching it, that literally he'd stayed up all night. And so if you have not had the opportunity to watch that movie, that video, it's 6 hours, but you won't be able to stop watching it. Just as John couldn't. He just, it just holds your attention and you learn things that you never, ever were taught in school, or certainly not by Hollywood. It is a fabulous, fabulous production, and thanks to Dennis Wise for producing that wonderful, wonderful video. Again, it is entitled The Greatest Story Never Told. Alrighty, back to Germany, and of course we are remembering Dresden. The Allies bombed Dresden between February 13th through the 15th, 1945. It is the 70th anniversary tomorrow and through the weekend. So the Germans threatened to bomb Rotterdam in order to persuade the Dutch to surrender. The Germans issued a second ultimatum, which failed. They always gave plenty of warning, always said, you know, please, let's negotiate, let's stop this. But the British and the Americans were certainly compelling the war, forcing the war. So therefore, on May 14th, officials ordered the Luftwaffe to bomb Rotterdam to force the capitulation of the besieged city. When Winston Churchill became prime minister, and this occurred on May 10th, 1940, and it's very interesting that Churchill and Roosevelt worked in the same capacity. They both worked in World War I in the same capacity. And then years later, they would work again. Well, Winston Churchill was a prime minister and Roosevelt was a president. So they were old buddies, old cronies at waging warfare. And it was also against Germany, of course, in World War I. So we often think, or we're often told, well, World War II happened because of Hitler. Okay, well, was Hitler around during World War I? No, not at all. But Britain and America were after Germany in World War I also, and provoked a war, used false flags to do that also. Alrighty, so Churchill immediately used nefarious night raids against German cities, farms, and villages. Now, this is called total war. It used to be back before, well, actually before the so-called Civil War in America, that military people opposing nations would fight each other on a specific battlefield. They would line up on opposite sides and they would fight each other. It was just the military men that were involved. It was never civilians. Civilians were always off limits until the Civil War. So anyway, the British immediately targeted the citizens of Germany on their farms, in their villages, because the British could not penetrate German airspace during the day, especially from the North Sea. Wherever the British pilots saw a light, they would drop a bomb. Hitler did not respond to this bombing for 3 months because he thought that they would soon stop this brutal bombing. On September 4th, Hitler stated that the British viewed this as weakness on the part of the Germans. Germany then began sending planes and bombs to Britain at an increasing rate night after night. He said, and I quote, "We will put these nighttime pirates out of business. God help us." In the first British air raid on Cologne, named Operation Millennium, on May 30th through the 31st, 1942, the Allies used 1,000 airplanes with 1,455 tons of bombs, mostly incendiaries that generated over 2,500 fires. In addition to that assault, they bombed the city in at least 262 separate air raids. Okay, I think we're going to a break. Okay, we are. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Deanna, and I am subbing for John Stattmiller, and I appreciate the opportunity to do so. And I'm talking about some of the things that are in my book, my third book, which one may find information about at spingola.com. It's called The Ruling Elite, Death, Destruction, and Domination, the cover of which was created by David Deese, and it came out last year. It's, as I mentioned before, it's almost 800 pages, and it's mostly text. So it is a long read, but it has a lot of, I think, valuable information in it that will really educate people as to what happened several years before the war and several years after the war. I was talking about Operation Millennium, which occurred May 30th through the 31st in 1942, and these were bombs that were created as early as 1936 by the Americans and by the British because, well, they were planning on this war. And of course, we know, as I indicated in the book, the actual war against Germany started with well, before World War I, there was a 30-year relief from war wherein they just simply got ready for continued war after Churchill and Roosevelt came into power. And it was, they always had a vendetta against Germany, always, that went back, well, quite a ways, that I will talk about some of the details of that. The death rate from the incendiaries that they used in Cologne, which was called Operation Millennium, was considerably lower than expected, fewer than 500 people, the majority of them civilians. These air raids, however, left at least 45,000 people homeless. They bombed Frankfurt into a mass of rubble. They firebombed the port city of Hamburg with a population of 1,150,000. Thousands of civilians were roasted alive in temperatures of 1,000 degrees. Germany was formerly the most highly industrialized nation in Europe. And they did not suffer during the Depression as much as the people in the United States. Because of the decisions, because of the leadership of Adolf Hitler, he put at least 6 million people back to work without benefit of credit, of bank credit, without benefit of having any gold. And certainly if Germany could do that without the bankers, then every other country in Europe would follow suit. So there were several reasons why the war was instituted, why the British and the Americans went after Germany. America and Britain referred to their attacks on Hamburg as Operation Gomorrah, and this occurred July 24th through August 3rd, 1943. Churchill and Air Chief Marshal Arthur Harris, who's a despicable scoundrel, devised the strategy using coordinated strikes with the RAF and the U.S. Army Air Force. They dropped almost 8,000 tons of regular and incendiary bombs. On the night of July 27th, 1943, the fires created a huge fiery current with air temperatures of 1,800 degrees and 155 mile per hour winds that burned everything in its path. Cars, asphalt pavement, trees, everything fueled the fire, including people. This firestorm incinerated 50,000 people. More conservative sources report only 40,000. Either way, it was genocide. Later, in his honor, the RAF erected a bronze statue of Harris at St. Clement Danes Church in London. I hope he's roasting in hell. I really do. In 1940, the British had invented a 30-pound incendiary bomb and then produced 3 million of them by 1944. You know, this isn't warfare. This is genocide. Plain and simple, this is genocide. Unnecessary genocide of civilians. Then they looked unsuccessfully for a city that had not been bombed to test them on and had to settle for Brunswick, which had less damage than most. On the evening of April 22nd, 1944, the RAF dropped 32,000 bombs on the city. This is really overkill. They then chose other cities. Kiel on July 24th, Stuttgart on July 24th through the 29th, Stettin on August 17th, and Königsberg on August 30th. The RAF dropped the incendiaries on Kaiserslautern on September 27th and destroyed 36% of the buildings. In that town, the stick-type incendiaries were very effective, burning alive at least 144 people, mostly women and children. The RAF stopped using the flame jet bomb, another type of incendiary, towards the end of the war, as they had left very little to burn in Germany. They had already dropped 80 million bombs of this type and were quite pleased with the results, especially in Dresden, where they used 650,000 of them. Hamburg was still an Anglophile city, and many residents did not expect that Britain would bomb it. Hamburg citizens had viewed the British as friends and allies for 150 years when the city was part of the Hanseatic League and a trading partner since 1600. Nevertheless, the British bombed Hamburg for the first time on May 18, 1940. On May 27, 1943, Harris presented his plans to destroy the city. Initially, the Allies used high explosives devised to create a huge fire in the center of Hamburg to draw the city's firefighters. Then they bombed in concentric circles around the city to entrap and incinerate the firefighters. They followed this up with the use of napalm and white phosphorus incendiaries. This unique bombing pattern created a fiery vortex and, combined with the warm summer weather, produced a 1,500-foot high tornado of fire. Bomber Command executed an incendiary attack against Hamburg, which started so many fires that a firestorm developed. Survivors described it as a giant hurricane of flame that incinerated at least 40,000 people and everything else in its way. The men of Bomber Command envisioned a firestorm for Berlin, which would have given them a militarily meaningful victory and would have fulfilled the dreams of the men who created Bomber Command. Freeman Dyson wrote, and I quote, "We killed altogether about 400,000 Germans, one third of them, in the two firestorms in just Hamburg and Dresden." Of course, that does not count those who might have perished from exposure and starvation because of those attacks. People in Hamburg actually caught fire just as quickly and easily as paper does. Sorry, I just cannot imagine that a group of people who claim to be so civilized could act in such a cruel way. I cannot imagine the Americans and the British doing these cruel things, especially when you consider that Germans came to this country early, came to America early, and were some of the biggest contributors to the culture of America. This is just unimaginable that so-called civilized people could do this. Individuals individuals who were close to the phosphorus bombs had melting phosphorus fall on their eyes and skin, which burnt incessantly and bored its way into bone and internal organs. Operation Gomorrah, in addition to the 50,000 dead civilians, rendered more than 1 million German citizens homeless. About 3,000 planes dropped 9,000 tons of bombs, destroying over 250,000 homes. One would assume that the Allies would be finished bombing Hamburg, but the city suffered 69 additional air raids before and following the week-long attack, beginning July 24, 1943, most of which targeted Germany's oil industry. In this respect, the atomic bomb and the Hamburg phosphorus bomb both fit into the same paradigm. In the first days after the Hamburg firestorm, workers collected at least 10,000 corpses, a veritable mountain, and then buried them, a job typically managed by the air protection police. First, the workers had to sprinkle them with chlorinated lime to eliminate the stench and for sanitary measures. Whole neighborhoods soon smelled of the lime. Recovery crews outfitted with gas masks working in cellars had the most nauseating and challenging assignment. Intact bodies were collected and placed on a truck. Workers then had to search through the rubble for body parts. Sometimes, because of the hellish enveloping fire, there was nothing left except a piece of gold jewelry. They buried thousands of bodies in four huge mass graves, with about 10,000 in each one, on the outskirts of Hamburg at the Ohlsdorf Cemetery, as they did not pose a health risk. If that had been the case, they would have burned them. A coal depot by Hamburg's Hagenbeck Zoo blazed long after the bombing. A bomb hit the floor. Let me just see what, there's a message here. Okay, alrighty. A coal depot by Hamburg's Hagenbeck Zoo blazed long after the bombing. A bomb hit a floor polish factory and hot polish flowed freely down the road. Residents had to walk through the hot liquid just to get water from a hydrant across the road. The bombing destroyed thousands of homes in addition to widespread destruction of all infrastructure, gas, electricity, and water. Even outside of the bombed areas made life extremely difficult. People, if they were fortunate enough to still have a home, could not cook and had to walk for miles just to get water. The British bombed the Hagenbeck Zoo and killed four zookeepers and five other employees who were attempting to put out the dozens of fires. The zebra house suffered a direct hit. About 120 large animals were killed immediately. An untold numbers of smaller animals were severely wounded, dying, or were killed outright when the bombs hit. An 8,000-pound bomb hit near the facility that held the large cats, and several were able to escape the fiery blaze. Workers had to shoot two jaguars and a Siberian tiger to put them out of their misery. The big cats, I love cats, unquestionably panic-stricken, which were unable to escape, burned to death. Workers rounded up many of the surviving animals, put them on a train, and attempted to send them to safety in Bavaria. However, while the train was en route just east of the city, the Allies bombed it and killed all of the animals that were fortunate enough to have survived the initial bombing. A zoo official compiled a report in which he told of the devastation caused by the incendiaries. All the main buildings, both restaurants, the cow sheds, the deer and goat houses, the aviary, the zebra stalls, the baboon enclosure, the monkey bath, the rhesus monkey enclosure, the aquarium, and other buildings burned. German zoo officials were the first to use open enclosures surrounded by moats instead of cages. This was more humane and resembled the animals' natural habitats. The bombing destroyed the zoo. Germany would rebuild it following the war. Alrighty, we're going to a break. We will be back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna, and I am subbing for John, and I really appreciate the opportunity to do that and to share something that that we all need to know about. And of course, this is, as I mentioned before, the 70th anniversary of the Allied bombing of Dresden, which occurred between February 13th through the 15th in 1945. And this was a terrible time, terrible, the destruction that the Allies did in Germany, the infrastructure, the millions of people. When you think about Eisenhower's death camps, it's just overwhelming. All right, let's talk about Dresden. The following bit of background might help to explain why the Allies bombed Dresden. Many countries had banished the Jews. According to one author, Andrew C. Hitchcock, officials of several countries had banished Jews at least 47 times just in a period covering 1,000 years. On November 21st, 1879, Professor Jesse H. Holmes in The American Hebrew, a weekly journal first published in New York City, wrote, and I quote, "It can hardly be an accident that antagonism directed against the Jews is to be found pretty much everywhere in the world where Jews and non-Jews are associated. And as the Jews are the common element of the situation, it would seem probable on the face of it that the cause will be found in them rather than in the widely varying groups which feel this antagonism," unquote. By the late 1870s, the Germans claimed that Jews and their parasitism posed a threat to all Christian nations. Many Germans said that Christianity saved the Europeans from moral bankruptcy and established Europe's civilization and culture on a firm religious, moral, and social foundation. The Germans of the day said that Christianity was a powerful response against Jewish world domination and a protest against the Jewish elevation over other peoples. Therefore, they felt that Jewry can only achieve its supposed superiority and world dominance if it succeeds in overpowering and destroying Christianity and Christian nations, the initial target of its vicious attacks. During the movement of self-protection, many Germans wanted to revoke Jewish emancipation. Now, I talk about Jewish emancipation in the first and second books and how it happened, who was behind it. I give a whole history of everything that happened in Europe regarding the Jews and what they were doing over there. In conjunction, are we going to a break? Apparently, okay, we're going to a break. We will be back shortly.